Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzel.
All right, we are back here at Nat's Landing. Once again, thank you all for coming out. It's raining, but we appreciate y'all coming out for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzel, on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we have been and will be every week on Wednesday at 7:30 for the rest of the season, which we hope will continue for a very long time after we get done with the next few games. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by our host, Nat's Landing. Now joining us is the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
How's everybody?
Good, good, good. How about you?
I'm just trying to stay dry tonight.
Yeah, this weather kind of creaked up on us. I didn't check my CETO app today.
Yeah. Every time I check the weather, it says 0% chance of rain. It rains the whole time, so I just quit checking the weather. It doesn't pay any. I need to be a weatherman. I'd at least be able to keep a job a lot longer.
Yeah, if you ever watch the Larry David show, I don't know, to Curb Your Enthusiasm, he's members at a golf club with the guy who's the weatherman on TV. But he always gives a bad weather forecast when the weatherman wants to play, so there won't be anybody out at the golf course, and like Larry David figures it out. Anyway.
There you go.
It's mildly amusing. Anyway. Sorry about that. But, Coach, I was proud of our boys on Friday night. We took the trip up to play Pinewood, and we got our first victory at Pinewood in the history of Frederick Academy. And you got your 51st career win.
Yes, it was a big thing for us to go up there, you know, not so much the 51st win, but to go beat Pinewood at Pinewood. I think they started scheduling them first year or so right into the schedule to try to get it. Pinewood was going to be the measuring stick for a long period of time. And, you know, now I think we're other people's measuring stick now. So it's kind of how you look at your program, and it's kind of the way I do things. I try to schedule very tough opponents for us that may not be GISA, maybe GHSA too, but you're always working to get better, and for us to go get that win and put ourselves at 2-0 in the region kind of puts us in the driver's seat a little bit, but we got to take care of business this Friday night also, and if we do, you know, I think we'll be in good shape, and that's what we want to be. I want to be undefeated in the region. I don't want to be a disputed champion again. I want to be 3-1. I want to be 4-0.
Well, we've had our history with Pinewood. We've had our history with a lot of schools, but I think in my experience, even before my son was playing varsity football, when we were doing the radio show, I remember my first trip to Bullock involved a penalty where they kicked our entire fans out of the stadium and threw a flag on a person in the stands. And I remember being up there with Ed Wilson, was the athletic director at the time, and the radio show for Bullock was right next to us, and we were actually, you know, being nice to each other, and we were looking at each other going, I don't think you can do that. And they kicked our whole fan base out, and then it took about 20 minutes before they finally made the call that you cannot throw a flag on the fans and hold it against the kids on the field, and you also cannot kick all of the visiting fans out of the stadium. But the point was, it was an intense game. It was, ever since then, we've had sort of a intense rivalry, and I have personally wanted to beat Bullock more than anyone else ever since that experience. Being at the home side of the stadium during that game.
That was intense. Let's see. 8-7 loss last year. That's all I've told the kids all week. Yeah. 8-7. We had a chance at a perfect regular season, and we lost up there on a hurricane-shortened week, 8-7. We had some opportunities. I think we had a couple touchdowns called back. We dropped the touchdown pass. We dropped the game. We missed two field goals. Anything that could go wrong that night went wrong. Intense probably is a really nice way of saying it, the way we feel about Bullock at times. It is a rivalry.
Yeah.
It is because we're close in vicinity and we play each other hard in all three sports. But, you know, at the same time, we got a lot of respect for them and the way they go about their program. And they do a good job, so we're going to have to be prepared to go out and play. And I feel like the kids have had a pretty good week so far.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, I felt like the athletic directors and the people up in the booth, we were all kind of talking together professionally, I guess you'd say, with one another, going, you know, we're all in agreement. I don't think you can do that. But as far as the fans were concerned, I mean, outside the booth, it was intense, and it was intense on the field.
There were a lot of pleasantries being exchanged.
There was pleasantries.
It was. It's always a lot of pleasantries.
Here's a word that's probably not on the bingo cards. The tension was palpable. Palpable. That might go on. I'll use that again and we'll put it on the bingo card. You could feel the tension, both on the field and the stands. They're going to travel well.
Yeah.
To our house. I mean, it's at home, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They're going to travel well, like we did, and they're going to want to beat us. They know that we're the team to knock off the mountain, and you know, they want to be the man.
Well,
they're going to try to beat the man.
It's like I told everybody Friday night. We want to control our destiny, and we want it to be a very hard, hard, hard task for somebody to cross that causeway and beat us. And you know, when you cross that causeway, you better be ready. We're gonna strap our helmet on, and we're gonna be ready to go, and we're gonna fly around and play football. You know, the biggest thing for us, and I say it every week, kind of like a broken record here on the radio show, is the coach talk. Is we eliminate if we would eliminate our mistakes and what we do. I think we're a really good football team. You know, and if we'll come out and play with some emotion and energy early and do what we need to do offensively and defensively, I feel like we're a team that has capability to go out and make a lot of plays and put our opponent behind and make them have to play against our defense. And I think our defense finally last Friday found its identity. We knew it was there, and I know people often say, Coach, your expectations are really high. You don't want anybody to get a first down. You don't want this. But I think if you were at the game Friday night and you watched the way the kids play on defense, that it's not an unrealistic expectation, right? As our kids can do that. And so, if we do what we're supposed to do, read our keys on defense, fly the ball, be special on special teams, and play offense the way we're capable of playing offense and come out fast. I shouldn't have to go in at halftime and, have a little small talk with kids.
I figured you.
Yeah.
You spoke curtly.
Yeah,
with our boys after the first half last week, in light of the opportunities that we missed. But we got to take a quick break, and I know I've kind of gone out of our normal pattern of talking about last week because I went straight into how much I want to beat Bullock. It was irresistible to just get right into that. So we're gonna take a quick break. But maybe when we get back, we'll kind of regress back a little bit and talk about the good things we did last week, you know, and highlight a little bit of that, and then we'll move into what we face this week with Bullock, if you don't mind, Coach. But there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, we're going to say thank you to all of the people who helped pay for our program here.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season? Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herrin Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herrin Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herrin Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herrinds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederick team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
All right, well, we are back. Got to flip this over here. Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Ooh, guy. He's okay. The flowers are still standing. I'm John Wessler on location at Nats Landing. This segment is brought to you by Nats Landing, our host. Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Herrin Document Systems, and H&H Lifestyles. We went out of order a little bit last week because I just couldn't resist talking about this game coming up Friday night. And I would really encourage everybody, if you have the opportunity and you're on the island Friday, to watch what is going to be an intense football game. No matter what you're used to, or what kind of football you play. We're gonna see an intense football game Friday night, but let's talk a little bit about last week, because I saw, especially in the second half, I saw people coming alive offensively. You know, I don't know what you said, but second half, we had people with their blocking assignments being executed the way I'm sure you taught them to execute it. Offense came alive. Defense, one thing that was happened right in front of my face was when JT Elliott intercepted that pass. He had it dialed in, you know, yeah. From the time that the quarterback let go of the ball. He had it dialed in, and nobody saw it coming, and he just came in there and stole that thing, and he was exhilarating to watch him do that. He had that fire play when we had a busted, busted snap, and then when he put him in at quarterback, you know, he just looked really poised in there, and then so many other people, you know, just that amazing pass from Jalen to Jay Sean that was 50 yards in the air, and Jay Sean jumps up and does a circus catch that I'm sure on film looks almost impossible, but I mean, we just had plays on offense, we had plays on defense, we had Harry in there. I saw one time when Harry ran the ball, I'm sorry, when Harry was coming in to tackle somebody, the guy actually just laid down, like on the Austin Powers, where Austin Powers' dad says, "Look, you don't even have a name tag. You know, you have no hope." The guy just lays down. You know, yeah. It was like that. He actually never even touched him because the guy just laid back on his back, so he wouldn't so he wouldn't get his head taken off.
I would probably lay down too if Harry was coming through there the way he did Friday night. I thought defensively probably the best football game that we've played in a very long time at Frederica. Probably one of the best in my career. I think
Our defense gave up once when I was in East Tennessee. We gave up 44 yards total offense. The team never crossed the 50-yard line all night long. But that was my third year of the program up there. And I think Friday night, I think the defense gave up a total of 74 yards all night long. And I thought our interior five, our defensive line, and Deke and Harriet, linebacker, were all over the place Friday night making great plays. And then the big thing was the secondary really played like they're capable of playing. Like
yeah.
The secondary we're used to seeing, that when they drop back there and throw it, they don't have anywhere to throw, and if they do throw it, our guys get a hand on it. So I thought that was a shining spot for us defensively. Is, you know, we've been pretty good at stopping the run all year, and then all of a sudden the secondary starting to come into grips with each other and making sure we communicate. Today was an outstanding day of practice. I noticed that they did a really good job of communicating with one another in the secondary. I could hear them as I was playing quarterback, and they did a really good job of doing that. But, you know, as like you said, I thought we started slow on offense. You know, we took the opening drive, went 65 yards, boom, boom, boom. It was very methodical, play right after play, bam, bam, touchdown.
Right.
And then it was kind of like, well, we'll do that every time, and then we didn't.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a war of attrition.
Yeah.
I felt like, wow, you know, Pinewood's.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like they didn't have athletes. I mean, they had athletes. They had some big, strong guys. They had some playmakers. Their quarterback, I thought, looked as if he was not a coward, and he looked as if he knew what he was doing. Yeah,
Jeffrey was the quarterback of Pinewood. Jeffrey Young's really good. He's a very talented kid, and I thought so too. I thought our kids did a really good job of containing him, and we talked about it all week. We have to set the tone defensively, and I thought the kids did a very good job of that. And offensively, you know, it wasn't the fact that we weren't moving the ball. We were putting ourselves behind the chains with penalties,
yeah.
Stupid ones. And that was, as the OC over there, I was getting aggravated. And, you know, I guess at halftime we went in and exchanged some pleasantries. You know, I talked to the guys, and I think we picked it up. And, you know, I think the telltale was how we responded to the way I went in, and we talked. We came right out, opening kickoff, took the ball 60 yards, touchdown.
Right.
And, you know, and then we throw that 2-point play up where we have the snap slips, and JT bobbled it, and he stands up and throws it to Matt Hagstrom, who may actually be able to jump 18 feet in the air.
That was awesome. I thought it was a called play.
No, it was when we bobbled the snap, so it was a fire call, so he just. You got two guys going out. Carson Bradley goes to the front of the pylon, and Hagstrom runs to the back, and JT just threw it up.
Yeah.
And you see Hagstrom jump. I don't know how high he jumped. It was pretty remarkable, and he made a great play with four or five guys hanging on him. And I think at that point, the momentum really shifted, and our kids did a good job of seeing it, because the next two drives we scored and kind of took the wind out of their sails.
Well, you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, either way, they did it with so much confidence that it appeared to me that it was a called play. And you know, I noticed when JT went out there to play quarterback that he had a bum snap and also had kind of the same sort of confidence. You know, he didn't panic. He kept his eyes. He seems to be able to see everything, you know, and does a good job coming in, you know, when you put him in there to back up Jalen. And and we got so, this year is so exciting because we've got so many weapons. You know, we got backup after backup, you know, after backup. And, we haven't had that for many years.
Yeah, it makes it fun for me. And I said it last week. I don't go in and design the offense to get the ball to certain players. We go in and the offense is designed to execute plays. You know, we're going to, can this work? And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I look at it and go, okay, is my kid better than that kid? And I go through that, and we do that. And there's times we get it set up to make plays for certain people. But this year's been, on offense, it's you pick your poison tonight. Because Jalen, Isaiah, Jayshon, you name it, Santana, Avery.
You got red up the middle.
Yeah, you got red.
Good for five.
Yeah, and you got all those guys. Yeah. You got any of those guys we can go to. They're all weapons. You know, and the biggest thing right now is I've seen them practice is our offensive line. Again, Friday night, they didn't panic. It wasn't a thing that we did wrong. It wasn't nothing that we were doing wrong. We were just putting ourselves behind the chains. But the offensive line communicates so well with one another, picking stuff up. And I seen that. I saw that. I used bad English there. I saw that today in practice or yesterday. Yeah, and they do such a good job of identifying blitzing backers and seeing what we got to do, and they communicate with each other for the snap. We had a couple plays Friday night where we didn't get it, but for the most part, when you snap the ball 55 times and you only have two guys get through, that's a pretty good night, you know. And so this week we kind of work on it a little bit with them communicating with the running back who's got what. And so I expect us to pick it up a little bit more, and I think we'll be a little bit sharper. I thought we looked really sharp today on offense.
Well, we are at the point where we're going to take one more break here. And we will be right back on the Frederick Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network after we say thank you to our sponsors.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler on location at Dats Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med One. That's the one over in Brunswick by I-95. And Urgent Med Plus, that's the one here on the island by Bats Italian and the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center. Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Sean Hogan, who are some local accountants, do a great job. So, Coach, we were talking at the break, just a little bit of recap about things we did well against Pinewood. Seemed to me like, first of all, Pinewood, not a bad team, but we dominated them, and they scheduled us for homecoming, or I don't know if they scheduled us or it was by default due to the storm. But
default by the storm.
Yeah. So I wonder, they probably used to schedule us for homecoming on purpose, but I don't think they're going to anymore.
Probably not.
From here on out.
I don't think we're anybody's homecoming anymore.
Yeah. But especially with this junior class we got.
Yeah, we got a good group of kids from juniors to sophomores, and you know, got a lot of kids working. Our freshman class is even working hard too. I feel like they go out every day and they're challenging our older kids every day in practice, which is a good thing. They practice really hard and they give us a look, which is you can't generate a look. You can't generate what you're going to see in the game if the kids in practice don't show up out there every day and go at it. And you know, I've noticed a lot of our older kids playing running back and stuff, you know, like today, Santana and Jay Sean, when they're not over there, they're all rolling in, are older guys. If they're not getting reps on defense, they're playing scout team and vice versa. So that's a big deal for us to get a good look.
Yeah, Santana, I was noticing you know, there wasn't much room over there on the side. We had a sideline violation. I'm thinking to myself, what are you supposed to do when you got 5 yards to work with between the fence and the sidelines, and you don't even have the full length of the regulation area, and they've got people running it. I remember, you know, Santana one time, he was trying to stay in bounds, and somebody hit him while he was still in bounds and threw him over into the fence. I think it was Santana. You know, anyway, that was a dangerous fence situation to begin with over there.
It was tight, but I'll tell you what, I thought the referees at Pinewood might have been the best refs we've had all year. They were really good, and they gave me a warning, but they had told me about 10 times to quit calling the play and standing on the field. So
I think I yelled at you once, he was
really nice about it. So I probably deserved the flag probably five snaps before that. So he did a really good job, and I thought they did a great job over there. That crew was probably, in the last 5 years, they might have been the best crew we've had in a long time. They
let them play.
They let them play. They're very professional. And we talked to people before the game. It might have been that we invited them to come hang out in our locker room because it was pouring rain before. It might have been that we were nice to them. So, you know, sometimes it pays off if you're nice to people to invite them in. We're trying to give them some chips.
That's like when I was an assistant DA, you know, whenever a grand jury would come in, we'd give them free donuts and coffee, and then they did whatever we told them to.
If I can figure that out with referees, I'll buy them whatever they want, steak dinner sometimes, especially at home. I tell you, it's the guys at home that are the roughest for us sometimes. But I hope this week we have a good crew, and I think we will. And we're going to have a good game. This bunch we're going to play is coming down here with hopes to win the region championship too. And they're undefeated right now in the region at 1-0, and we're 2-0. So we're going to go out there and we're going to put it on the line. And, you know, it's a big week. It's homecoming week by default again. It was supposed to have been 2 weeks ago, but I think the kids done a pretty good job handling it, as you can tell. They're making their floats tonight, and then they're going to get dialed in tomorrow and be ready to go. And, you know, I want them to enjoy it, but at the same time, it's like I told them all week, you don't win the homecoming game, then it's off or not. So we're going to go out here and take care of our business.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, I kind of like the fact that we've got Bullet for homecoming. I didn't realize that Pinewood didn't actually schedule us for homecoming. I thought that was them saying, bring it on. And so, you know, I wouldn't say I took offense to it, but I would say that I felt like a special measure of competitive spirit knowing that they would dare to schedule us for homecoming. But I kind of like the fact, like you scheduling Valwood back when we were, you know, just when we didn't play Valwood, you know, and scheduling Wesleyan, you know, who's a top team in the GHSA. I kind of like it. You know, I like the fact that we've got a homecoming game against an intense rival that means something rather than somebody who, you know, is a cupcake.
There's no cupcakes in the region. And so for us, you know, I think the kids, and I bragged on them Monday, they've done a really good job of being even keeled. You know, we see teams like Edmund Burke beat Pinewood the week before, and then they went out and got beat by Bullock, didn't score, didn't do anything. And our kids have handled it this year. You know, we've lost a couple games, but at the same time, it's not been the end of the world. It's let's get our mistakes corrected and let's go back out there and let's compete. And at the same time, it's like I talked to some people. I think the Park Lane and the Wesleyan game was a learning experience more than anything for us. And it taught our kids that we can be beat, you know, and what they've learned from it is moving forward is we're not going to get beat. We don't like that feeling. And, you know, right now I think that group of kids is really gelling as a team. They come together. They push each other's buttons daily. Yesterday, you know, we about getting a fisticuff here and there, but it's their challenge.
I'm sure Jackson had something to do with that.
Well, they were challenging each other. You know, we're going to get better. And that's going to happen. At the end of practice, they're all laughing and carrying on. So, you know, it's one of those things. We're going to go out there and we're going to get better day in and day out, and they're going to be pushed. You know, and it's like I said at the first radio show, I didn't come up here and sit in this seat and talk about just having a good season. We talk about winning the region championship, and winning a state championship. And then I've said it time and time again, we have to do the things that champions do. So every day we walk out there, we got to play and we got to practice like there's a purpose that we're going to win the state championship. And, you know, I had to remind Isaiah today at practice, you don't come out there with your helmet not all the way up and miss a pass on the first play on offense with your helmet loose and dangling around. That just gets you 25 up downs over there by me yelling at you. So we just moved on. And so dial in and get better. And I think our kids are starting to do that every day. And, you know, we go out. I set the practice schedule to be done at 6:30, and we were done at 6:05. We have a saying, if you do it right, you do it light. You do it wrong, you do it long. So,
heard that.
You know, and the kids go out there, and they were flying around. They had a good day of practice, and they've been pretty dialed in. I can't complain. They got a lot of stuff going on around them. You know, they got to be making signs, and they got to be making floats, and they got to be wearing skirts and all kinds of stuff at school. And it's camo day, it's skirt day, it's neon day. So it is what it is, and they've done a really good job this week, and they've had a good week of practice.
Well, Coach, we're getting towards the end of the program, and I'll give you the last word here. But I was really proud last week. I felt like coming off of the game with Trinity, where, you know, we knew Trinity was going to be one of our challenges in the region that had potential, at least, to really give us a fight. And then, of course, Pinewood has always been a challenge, and it looked like it was going to be a challenge. And then, you know, we came out and, quite frankly, absolutely dominated them. And really, you could have run the score up a lot more than you did. And you gave a lot of those guys you talked about, those scout team guys that get out there and give it their all, gave them the opportunity to get some playing time. And, you know, it wasn't a game where they were going to get, you know, back in it in the fourth quarter. And so for a lot of the fourth quarter, you got a chance to reward those guys. And they played great, you know. And we see a little bit about what the future holds for us. We had some interceptions with, you know, you had most all your starters on the sidelines taking a breather, and you had all your scout team guys out there that have been competing against the number one guys, doing a great job, getting that confidence that comes from experience. And so, you know, regardless of how we match up against Bullock, I think we can know for sure that they're going to be up for the game. And I know you're going to have everybody up for the game. And but seems to me like, from what you're saying, as long as we don't beat ourselves, we got a chance. We're kind of like, I know you don't like to talk about the Bulldogs and whatnot, and I'm not going to say anything about last week with your with your team over there in Knoxville, but I kind of feel about Frederica the way I feel about Georgia. We've got the potential to go as far as we want to go, as does a lot of teams, but I think, you know, we've got the potential to go as far as we want to go as long as we don't beat ourselves.
I agree totally. You know, I've told the kids the same thing, is don't beat ourselves and go make the plays that we're supposed to play defensively. Rally to the football, play hard, read your keys, and on offense, you know, just take the football and make your blocks. And it all comes down to blocking and tackling, reading your keys, and protecting the football. And with the kids that we've got, I feel like we can go as far as we want to go. You just got to go in every night, and you got to play with an intensity that you don't want to ever lose. And right now, I think they've about discovered that. And it's been fun. It's going to be a challenge. But like I said, I feel like we got six more games. I want to have my 57th win at the end of this one. So, you know, it's going to be a good year.
Well, I'm looking forward to booking my room, and is there a Ritz in Macon, by the way? Because I'm sure that's where Myra's going to want to stay.
I don't know if there is or not, but our march is, we starting our march, so we're going to get ready to go.
I don't know if they have a Hampton Inn. She might be willing to stay in Hampton. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and book my room. But thank you all for joining us again on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please come out again on Wednesday nights, where we've been and will continue to be on St. Simon's Island here in Redfern Village at 7:30. And for the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm John Wetzler signing off. Thank you.